All I listen to right now are DJ Khaled songs.
Really?
That's it.
Is that true?
Yeah. It's three DJ Khaled songs. The Rihanna one, the Beyonce one, and the Justin Biebs.
All I listen to is Gary Vaynerchuk.
Gary Vaynerchuk?
Vaynerchuk inspires me so fucking good, dude.
He is the foremost thinker of the
morning. One of the foremost thinkers of our generation.
Easily.
You think you're sick and tired of your job? Fucking quit.
Yeah.
And go do what you love.
That's what Gary Vee says.
There's too many haters out there. Be positive.
Yeah, dude.
This is a great meme. Gary posts sick ass memes all the time. This one, he's pointing at the camera with his signature in the corner, which is fucking tight, dude.
Yeah, that's good.
He's got his own logo. It's like a fucking little squiggle.
It's like a baseball card.
It's fucking sick. It says, "Stop scrolling through your newsfeed right now and work. You've been inspired. Now execute."
You hear that?
Yeah, dude.
Execute right now. Turn around.
Go execute.
Speed on your way to work. Get there.
Get there and fucking execute. Tell your fucking boss. Go in there and be like, "I'm the boss now." And fucking push him and be more positive than him.
I kind of want to get a job now and just see how hard I can Gary V out in there and just try to execute so hard.
Gary V, I can't wait for this guy to fucking die. God, dude. What a fucking loser. This is a good one. "I'm going to suffocate all your bullshit excuses, so you might as well unfollow me now if that's what you're into."
Damn. But, dude, imagine, I don't know, man. Like, there are so many people who will read that and be like, "Oh, man, dude, I need this kick in the ass. This is good." And
this
like,
is exactly 5 minutes what I need, later, Gary.
5 minutes later, they're just, like, choking on a Newport outside. Yeah. Like, "I need some more Gary V."
Dude, Gary V, this is probably my favorite meme. It's him sitting there. It's black and white.
Uh-huh.
He's very focused, driven. He's looking out above the skyline, and it says, "It ends up the way it's supposed to be."
Isn't that... Does it say Dash the Spice Girls?
Yeah.
He's got the market cornered on banal platitudes.
Oh, my
just
God,
just fucking
dude.
Anything.
Well, it's this
Give
all...
it 110% and see what happens.
Yeah.
It's like, thanks, Gary.
We were just watching a video before this. He was like, I fucking hate Fridays. If you fucking look forward to the end of the week, if you celebrate the end of your work week, you're fucked up, dude. Your shit's fucked. You need to work harder. Find something that you love. Quit that job and find something you love and do it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, dude, I'm sure some fucking Mexican washing a car trying to fucking help his four kids is like, "Oh, well, thanks, Gary.
Thanks. I'll pick up one of those tiny guitars and assemble four of my friends and start playing music at a vacation resort."
I'm just going to leave my kids. That's my dream, Gary, is to not have a family. Yeah. Thank you.
That would be sick if like just taking them up on that and just ditching your whole family.
Ditching your family.
Be like, "I'm an amateur porn star now."
Yeah, just tell them to find what they love.
You just go on the internet and just jerk off for other dudes. And you're like, "Thanks, Gary." My life's so much better now.
Well, yeah, if you get the chance, YouTube or get on Facebook and look at Gary Vaynerchuk, I think.
Yeah, Gary Vaynerchuk.
Arguably the biggest douche I've seen in a long time.
Easily. Plus, dude, the people who eat that up, though.
That's also what you got. It's the same people that love, like, Transformers, the movie.
Yeah.
Who are same
like,
market.
Dude. Yeah, who, like, get super hype about, like, all that shit. Yeah. And they're like, "Dude, it's fucking Ben Affleck's playing in it." It's like, dude, who fucking cares?
Yeah.
When Ninja Turtles came out, and people were like, "I don't know, man. Like, I think they fucked up on the new Ninja Turtles." It's like, dude, you're 35.
Yeah, obviously
it's not
they
for you.
Fucked up on it.
You fucked up.
Obviously they fucked up on a CGI Ninja Turtles movie.
It's not for you.
Yeah, of course.
These are fucking 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
It's that shit. That's the weirdest thing to me. And it's celebrated, though, to, like, latch on to, like, childhood entertainment stuff. It's like, man, it's like, all right, you know?
So Fast and Furious is built for those. It's
true.
Gary Vaynerchuk fans also are Vin Diesel. Fuck, I was trying to think of his name. Yeah. Vic.
Who's Vic? His name of it?
Vin Diesel is naming it.
Oh, no, it's just Vin Diesel. I watch those movies, I'm like, Vin Diesel.
No, he has a sick-ass name. Paul Walks, dude, RIP.
No, it actually, dude, I'm listening to that same book. They talk
thank
about,
you for saying listening, dude. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. It does book. Sound shitty, but thank you.
Well, either way, dude, they hit me onto the moron class.
Yeah.
Back moron was like a discovery.
Yeah.
There was idiots who were just like, if you saw someone who was retarded, they would just walk around. You'd
be like, "Oh, it's a buffoon.
Look at that idiot. You'd be like, look at that fool."
Yeah.
So there was idiots and fools. But then Goddard, you know the Goddard schools?
Yeah.
So someone named Goddard came up with the term moron. And it was for, like, sneaky idiots who, like, looked normal. And then you'd get to know them. Like, fuck, this guy's retarded.
really and
they
great.
Were so scared about it because, like, you'd have, like, a servant who might seduce your son, but yeah. it would just turn out she was a moron, and now you don't know until, like, your son knocked her up, and you're like, fuck, my son knocked
well,
up a
dude,
moron.
Well, dude, you better be worried, because back then a moron could get you killed, like, real yeah. easy. Like, fuck, dude, I trusted this guy. We're out in the woods
or
now.
Or you just have sick moron kids that, like, wander off and, like, eat dirt and die. All I can think about now are moron. I'm like, dude, it's so funny. Everything from that book is so fucked up, but, like, part of it's always true.
Dude, the idea of discovering a moron, like, you're on a canoe, he's in front of you, you're going down the river, and he just turns and says something totally retarded, and you're just like, oh fuck, dude.
It's a moron.
Then you're just right over a waterfall. Just, well, God damn it.
Dude, they were trying to pass bills where, like, they would find moron women because they were trying to, like, there was a huge moron. That was the thing. Eugenics was huge back then. There was yeah. a department of eugenics where they were trying to stop idiots from breeding. They did, like, no more yeah. idiots. We can't, we have too many, we don't need any more
we got
idiots.
A lot of idiots.
So they're rounding up chicks, and they were like, all right, these are moron women.
Yeah,
they were calling them feeble-minded. They had institutes
I'll
for feeble-minded.
Fucking Gary Vaynerchuk's fucking ancestors escaped.
Exactly.
They slipped through the cracks. Well,
dude, he's making money
now
off
now that
him.
Moron's out there posting videos like, yeah, you need to be motivated right now,
getting all the other ones fired up. All I never other... thought of it that way, dude. What is a weekend anyway?
That's what happened. Some fucking guy in, like, coonskin hats, they were on a canoe, and the guy in the front was like, you need to fucking quit what your job is and do what you love, and the guy in the back was like, fuck, I've been duped, it's a fucking moron. My trail, my fucking guide's a moron.
Dude, they had these centers where they would grab women and they would hold them. Like, they'd put them in quarantine until they weren't fertile anymore, and then they'd let them back out into society and be like, good. We fucking did it.
Dude.
That's all I can think about is morons.
How you, yeah, I mean.
You're going to talk to people like, fuck, this guy's a moron. And oh, it's yeah. like a sneaky fucking idiot.
It's so funny, man. Just the idea of discovering a moron. Sometimes it takes a while.
I know.
Or, I mean, sometimes it's right away, like, hard eye contact when you meet someone. It's like, Jesus Christ, look at this moron fucking staring at me. I ran into a fucking army of morons.
Where?
At fucking Philly's Funniest.
Oh, my God.
I had to host, and you did this last year, so yeah, you know yeah. exactly what this yeah. is, where it's like, that's another, there's some sneaky morons in there. Dude. Like, you'll be talking to a guy, and he'll be like, he'll just say, like, how long have you been doing this? It's like, holy fuck, dude.
Yeah, like, what
I've been back here with a moron this whole time. Dude, somebody will fart, a quiet guy will, like, fart, and it'll stink. It'll be like, sorry, that was me.
When you catch them doing their act in the mirror before yeah. they go on, automatic not moron. Going through. This is a moron.
Oh, that's a guaranteed loss.
It's a guaranteed L, dude.
Yep.
You'll be backstage. You sit there with, like, four people who are just, like, they're the most nervous people you've ever met. And you sit back and they try to make, like, casual chat with you. And it's just, like, the most painful yeah. shit.
This is for the comedy contest in Philadelphia that yeah. Matthew and I both won.
And they talk themselves up. They're like, yeah, I run a lot of shows out in Ohio. You should come by.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Man. It's like, yeah, sure, dude. I'll stop by Cleveland.
Yeah, Midway. We got to get the quarantine centers open, dude.
Yeah, midway through the fucking, you'll be driving down the turnpike, you'll get a text like, show's canceled. It's like, fucking moron, dude. I trusted a moron. I should have known he was a moron. Fuck, now I'm in fucking Bedford, Pennsylvania at a Hoss's.
You gotta watch, dude. They'll
morons
get you.
Will
morons
fucking,
will fucking get you.
They'll fucking trick you. They'll horse feed, dude. They're horse feeders.
Yeah, they'll lie.
Yeah, that's here's a new vocab for all the boys out there,
oh,
dude.
Oh, yeah.
If somebody's feeding you, telling you some lies, dude, horse feeder.
Shoveling hay, dude.
Shoveling hay right into your little dumb horse mouth. And you trot along with them while they're fucking leading you with a little lie, dude. Horse feeders. Lots of feeders out there.
That's all I've been thinking about lately, man.
That's really great.
I've been working lately.
Really?
4 a.m. wake up.
Oh,
like Jocko.
Yeah, fuck, dude,
I wake
I
up
forgot.
At 4 a.m.
Yeah,
take a
man.
Picture. I send it to my brother. Like, what? Jocko takes a picture of his fucking watch.
Oh, shit.
I sent it to my brother this morning at 4:25, and he sent me one back of him driving.
Oh, which one, Billy?
Yeah.
Billy
drives
bull,
trash
dude.
Trucks. So he has
Billy,
to like...
you're a fucking retard. Dude, Billy's a moron. Billy's a moron, dude. He is, man.
He hit me back. I sent him a thing at 4:30, and he hit me back like, there's a lot of small fish. There's always bigger fish in the pond. It was headlights on the road, and I was like,
damn,
fuck you.
That's sick, though.
That was nice.
Thought you had a one-up on the Bill, man. I could have fucking texted both you boys.
I know. You could have early
hit
birded.
You with that fucking 3 a.m.
Early birded. When I get up early, I at least text one person, early bird him. I'm like, what are you doing? You sleeping? I'm up, dude. It's so annoying. It's so annoying.
I get very resentful of you when you do shit like that. Like, I'm actually mad about it. Like, if I'll come upstairs, he'll be like, oh, you just wake up? I'm like, dude, I'll fucking kill you. I've been awake for hours. I was just down there reading and doing push-ups.
I used to call my friend every time that happened. I'd wake up at like 5:30 and call him. He'd be like, what? I'm like, yo, what's up, man? What are you doing, man? I'm up and going. You sleeping? And then he would do it to me, and I'd be like, dude, don't ever fucking call me again.
So that concludes our our college football preview.
Yeah, so what South Carolina Chargers.
No, I just once I he said a little college football preview.
Oh, you want me to tell what's going on? What's going on with them?
You tell us.
This I know the they're fucking they're looking good. They got that new coach coming in.
Yeah, what's
his
name?
You got the one coach. I don't know, gray hair guy, pasty white guy. He's coming in. He's got a visor.
Mm-hmm.
Mean scowl on his face.
Yep.
He's a no bullshit kind of guy.
He is a no bullshit guy.
He's a fucking
Gamecocks look good. They're bouncing back. They had a rough year last year.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, yeah. And run game back. Was weak.
Run game was a little suspect.
Yep.
And they're coming back. They're in the SEC.
Nice.
So they play a lot of tough teams.
That, yeah, that's a tough division.
Florida, Georgia, Alabama, LSU. Yeah. So what do you think? What do you pick their record this year?
Oh, man.
I'm not going to tell you how many games they play because I want to hear you get
28-4.
28, what do you think they're going to play? What, 32 games this year? Yeah, just a classic 32-game college football season.
32-4. The Gamecocks are coming in strong, dude. They're going to win the whole thing.
Perfect. You heard it here, you fucking butt fuckers.
There you go.
The South Carolina Chargers are going to go 28-4 this year. All right, let's take a break after the preview, dude.
And we're back.
All right, we're back from the college football preview.
Oh,
and,
man.
And we
just crunched some numbers.
Crunched mad numbies. And we're going to talk. What we, in the break, we were talking about morons.
Yeah.
And how funny it is. And there's a Facebook group out there called PA Goes Wild.
Oh, it's Pennsylvania Goes Wild.
Oh, it's not PA Goes Wild.
No,
it's Pennsylvania Goes Wild. You need to fucking
join.
Look at this fucking thing. Join it if you can. It's, well, I mean, I unfollowed it because after like a week, it wasn't funny to me.
It's
it is fucking moron central. Like, you know the movie Idiocracy?
Yeah.
It's just that.
It is. It literally
is. It's like, ow, my balls. Yeah. People are like, you're hot. I want to fucking jerk off to you.
They're all, so it's just nonstop sex memes. And it'll be like, someone will put a thing like, sex relieves stress. And there's like a guy in like a fucking suit just like holding a naked girl. And that's just yes or no. Yeah. And there's like 90 dudes like, hell yeah, hell yeah. I fuck all the time. Then there's like guys will come on and be like, ladies, post some selfies. And it's just a bunch of fucking like
morons.
Yeah.
Sad morons. All of them are named Don.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of ladies at a like who sit at like a fucking industrial center's desk all day taking selfies in the bathroom being like.
Yeah. What do you think? My favorite is when a moron will fucking make fun of the moron lady.
Yeah.
Be like, yo, the bitch is ugly. It's so fucking funny.
Dude, I'm trying to find. There's like all these. There'll be like a lady with her legs spread in a bikini, like, what does this picture smell like? Everyone's like, ass, pussy.
Smells like fish. It's crazy.
Christ.
It's just where all the you remember the retarded guys in your class in school?
Yeah.
It's just where they ended up.
Literally, it's
like in school,
game time,
the morons.
Everyone will comment with the last two digits of their mobile number, chat with your match.
It's like a weird online dating for retards.
Yeah. It literally, girls will go on and post a picture of their, like, butt, and it'll be, like, 40 guys being like, damn, baby, I'd lick your ass all night. And it's like, oh, yeah?
Yeah, and the girls like it, dude. Yeah, the girls are, they fucking all in.
They love the attention. Dude.
Everyone's so you're, a hot chick.
This sums it up. It's like, I'm about to, and it's like a, what is that called? Fucking an acronym?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm about to nut, N-U-T, nurture her, understand her, treat her with respect. How often should a woman be sucking her man? How often should a woman be sucking her man's dick a week?
What are some of the answers?
Let's see what kind of wisdom they can bestow
upon
us.
This is retards screaming at
retards. Deidre Riviera, every day, at least twice a day. Yeah, okay?
Yeah, fucking awful.
Let's read what the fuck. Dude, it's so 30 or 40 times at work. That's
was,
funny.
Was Deidre a man?
As a man.
Oh, that was
this
a man?
This is all dudes.
Who's like, he needs to get his dick sucked twice a day, every day?
This is a dude who, but yes, that
what
was a man.
Fucking maniac,
the
dude.
Man needs his dick sucked twice a day.
Yo.
That guy probably does need his dick sucked twice a day.
How many
though.
Lads do you think fucking stumble in there, dude? I bet lads are in
the
there.
The lads just check out pics. When I work
lads
with them, they
picking.
Dude, The lads got their hand. I watched the fucking transition. They got their hands on those Cricket mobiles, dude. And when they're not working, they pull up porn on their phones. Yeah. I'll testify to that.
No, when I was, dude, when I was in Spain, that's
fucking true.
I know these are different than lads, but when I was in Spain, a lot of the older, because I was in like a kind of a shitty part of Madrid that was like old.
Yeah,
like it was geezers and like, or not geezers, but it was like old. It's like third world, yeah. Not third world, but like, you know what I mean. These are like poor workers in Spain.
Yeah, and they're poor
and
as fuck.
They were so excited. They all had phones, and they all had pictures, and they were all just figuring out memes.
Yeah, it's just pics.
So, like, these guys would show you, they would show memes like that, of, like, sex relieves fucking tension, and a picture of a dude in a suit, and they'd be like, huh? Mira. I'd be like, all right, great. Yeah, dude, that's funny.
Dude, I remember they all got Cricket mobiles, dude, and, like, they would just be like, it's just, like, you know when you're, like, fifth grade, and you finally see, like, pics where a chick, like, pops her nipple out? Yeah. They're like, mira, and you're looking, you're like, dude.
Dude, I'm like, wait till you guys evolve to cats.
Yeah, check
that.
Yeah.
We were at cats like a decade ago, yeah. And that's really funny.
We saw so much porn.
Now we're on to like the worst, that, the dumbest shit on earth. That
dude.
What?
That guy, whatever his name is, like, you
no, that's
work
not real.
40 hours.
The
every
real
other
level
day.
Of like the internet now is like a hot dog meme.
True.
Or like,
it's nonsense.
A fraud. Dat boy was hilarious. Yeah. Dat boy is gone now, but here come dat boy was like my favorite fucking meme.
Or like I can has dat.
Yeah, I can has cheeseburger is like 2007.
That dude was old. Yeah,
that's probably big in Spain right now.
Yeah, definitely.
The lads are on fucking dial up right now.
The American lads are gonna stay on like hot picks for a while.
Yeah, the American lads love hot picks.
They used to tell me when I worked with these Mexican dudes. They would tell me not to have sex too much because you only get so many nuts, then your dick stops working.
Damn.
They think it's like a number thing.
Well, technically, it is a number.
They're like, don't jerk off and like use them wisely because you only get so many, otherwise your dick stops
technically
working.
Technically, everybody does have a certain number of nuts.
True.
At the end of the day. But,
yeah, maybe. You got to use them wisely, dude. These guys are fucking holding their nuts
the
out.
The lads just getting like pictures of like Pamela Anderson right now. Dude. They must be like, holy fuck, dude. They're used to like squat worker sniz.
Yeah.
Back in Guadalajara, some fucking chubby little Mexican.
Oh, man, they got me fired up.
Now you fucking move to
Pam Andy.
Now you're on Pam Andy. You're like, what? This is an alien.
Well,
you're
going from like Stevie's girlfriend from fucking
from
Eastbound
and
down
to now the next thing you're looking at is like Cindy Crawford.
Jesus
like, holy
Christ.
Fuck, dude. This is an alien.
That's true. That'd be hard. I'd use all my nuts up if that was the case.
You'd run through those nuts.
Dude.
That's probably why those guys are napping after that crock pot
meal.
That's
true, dude. They're probably cracking two up.
Uncork them, dude.
Dude, this one guy for this, like, how many times should you suck your man's dick a week? This dude just says, what goes around comes around.
True. That's fair. He's talking about, you suck my dick, dude. Yeah. I'll eat your puss.
One guy just said 11.
Oh, man, 11. 11. That was a lad, dude. He was like, you get 11 total dick sucks.
There's 11, 14, and 21 all in a row. And then it's like, as often as he eats my pussy, Jason comes in. I totally agree with you. Pleasure for pleasure. That's the only way. I enjoy eating pussy so we can both expect it daily. These are two morons, dude. They crack the code. Like, I'll eat your pussy if you suck my dick.
There needs to be a list of there is literally a list. You need to print that list of people that are on that website or on that Facebook page. That's a fucking list of morons.
Oh, dude.
Their faces need to be plastered at every Wawa. Like, watch out for this person, dude.
They should fucking sterilize
this
whole group.
Bump into you and spill your coffee.
You could sterilize these 23 thou. What do broccoli and sex have in common?
What?
If you were forced to have it as a child, you will hate it as an adult.
Oh, shit. That's actually a pretty funny joke.
That's horrible.
Who's that? Anthony Jeselnik? Who wrote that? Gay shit.
Probably. Damn, dude. That's so fucking funny. Damn, now they're breaking down the horoscope-wise, dude.
Oh, they're getting into horoscopes?
Who's the best in bed?
Sages, dude.
Aquarius, baby.
Aquarius are the best?
Sag, you're the best at oral.
Fuck you, dude. I'm a Sag, dude. I'll fucking eat out everybody. I'll suck anybody's fucking dick.
Dude, next to each one is like different emojis. They have like that side smile of the one. They're like
God,
the horned
dude.
Devil for overall freaks.
Overall freaks, dude. These are all just fat, fucking, ugly women working. Like, I'm a freak, baby.
These are, like, ladies in, like, super shiny shit you get from Kohl's with, like, it looks like a peacock with, like, sipping, like, a 40-ounce Dunkin' Donuts being like, I'm a fucking freak.
I'm a bad bitch. Like, I'll fucking eat. You better eat my ass. It's like, no. You're lucky to fucking, God. You shouldn't even be in this restaurant. You should be outside, Christ. Tied up like a horse in the Old West.
That's the funniest thing to me, is thinking of like a plumber with like his administrative assistant wife just like tying each other up and like eating each other's ass.
No, I meant tied up like a fucking horse. Like you just lay the rope on a post. This is where these people belong.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we got to get the center for the feeble-minded back. I'm going to open that back up.
Get it going again.
Get the feeble. There's centers for feeble-minded boys. You just fucking, you take them in, you hold them for a while.
Yeah, make sure they're dumb coming.
You snip them.
And release them.
Yep.
No more of them.
Hell yeah.
Unfortunately, that actually would probably be pretty sick.
What?
Eugenics like that. It would probably work in the end. It would just be really evil and horrific in the meantime.
Yeah, to not let people have kids?
Yeah, it's evil.
Yeah, it's really fucking mean.
That's what fucking Hitler did.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
But, again, everything I've been listening to has a grain of truth to it.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's just a level of, like...
Yeah, if you get rid of all the morons... But, dude, I mean, I think morons are just, like, random mutations. If you have, like, six kids, one of them probably is going to be a fucking moron.
You got a lot of morons.
Yeah.
Yeah, morons are everywhere.
True.
But it's funny to think of sneaky morons that you, like... Every once in a while, you'll say shit that I'm just like, holy fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Is Matt a fucking secret moron? Remember, I used to make fun of you for that.
Well, I used to smoke a ton of weed, too.
No, but you would, like, occasionally you'd be like, I'd be like, damn it, dude, this is the guy I fucking partnered up with. He's a fucking retard, dude. He's out here fucking climbing on smokestacks and shit.
It's a noble profession.
Yeah, that was a poor example.
No, ever since I, like, really, really cut back on smoking weed, my theories have fucking declined heavily.
Your theories have declined. I noticed that. Well, yeah, early on, I wanted to get this conspiracy theorist guy to come in and debate you.
Yeah.
But you're not even into that shit
anymore. I don't care. You stop smoking weed, that shit goes away.
Oh,